T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'll say it. Yesterday, I took a mental health day.
Mm-hmm.
I had a rough weekend, and my mental state was making me unwell, both physically and mentally. And I think the reason I want to talk about this is because I think that, you know, for as far as we have come with the discussion, the open dialogue surrounding mental health.
Sure.
I think there is still very much a stigma associated with taking a mental health day, or at least admitting that you are taking a mental health day.
There are certainly people out there.
Yes.
Who hear that phrase, mental health day.
I go, ugh. Suck it up.
Yeah. Go into work.
Suck it up.
There's no reason to miss work.
Sick. You're not sick. Right.
You're not sad.
The thing is, you don't need to have a fever or be vomiting to be sick. And to justify taking a sick day, or to justify taking care of yourself. And I think what a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, mental suffering and emotional suffering is rarely isolated to the mind. Mental issues affect your whole body. And for me, I mean, yesterday, though I was experiencing mental unwellness, I had a lot of physical symptoms. My stomach was in knots all day.
Mm-hmm.
My head hurt all day. My body ached. Lack of sleep. It's very much a physical experience.
Sure.
And it's funny because last week I had a cold all week. I was kind of a mess the first couple of days of the week, but that was nothing. The physical illness was mm-hmm. nothing in comparison to what I was feeling yesterday. And I guess I want to talk about it because I think that there is still a fear of, you know, whether it's a fear of retribution from your employer, a fear of judgment from your peers, whatever. It's completely valid. It's not only valid, it's vital to take care of yourself. And you know what? I don't even know if it should be called a mental health day. Maybe it should be called, it's a sick day. It doesn't matter that you're not physically.
That's what you used, yeah.
You don't have a virus. Well, you don't have something contagious.
That, you know, here at Entercom, the company that owns 98PXY,
yes.
We're very lucky because they give us 2 personal days.
That's right.
So.
That's right. But even then, I would still argue that a sick day can be used for mental reasons. I don't think that a sick day... And that's maybe I'm interpreting it conservatively. Maybe it does cover feeling mentally unwell. But I know that a lot of the time, I think if you say that I'm not feeling well mentally, it's kind of like, you know, you're being weak or you're playing hooky or mm-hmm.
And I think part of that reason is, and again, this is kind of what creates that stigma. Again, there are people out there who take advantage.
Well,
but it's not everybody.
But there are people who take advantage of it and say that they have food poisoning.
Right,
and I put that in quotes.
But that's with anything. It's the bad group. It's the bad apples that kind of ruin it and spoil the bunch for everybody else that are legitimately going through things. Like, yeah, you should have taken a day yesterday.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you came in yesterday, probably wouldn't have done a very good job.
Right. Well, that's
you would have tried, but
yeah.
And when it comes down to it, if taking a day is what you needed to get you back to where you need to be to be at a level that you need, then go for it. Absolutely,
yeah.
No problem with that.
But I gotta say, I made the decision to not only I took a sick day, and I also made the decision to post on social media about it.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of people messaged me and said, you know, something to the effect of, that was brave. Like that was brave. And I think
that's,
again, that goes back to that fear of like, you're going to get in trouble.
Like that's sad.
That's sad.
The reaction is you're brave.
You know, you're brave, or I'm proud of you. Things. Mm-hmm. And it's like that, I guess that I feel like, you know, we are lucky because we have this platform of being on the radio every
mm-hmm.
day. And if we don't talk about, you know, we joke and we have a lot of fun, but if we don't talk about real things that are going on in our lives and real struggles and use this platform to raise awareness for things and end, be part of ending the stigma, because we're both passionate about mental health.
Absolutely.
What's the point? You know, what is the point?
Sure.
So I made that decision, and at the risk of people seeing it that I work with and being like, cool.
Typical millennial.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, the worst. The worst. but I think that it is just, it's so important to take care of yourself, whether you have a contagious virus or it's just going on, something that you're dealing with, you know, emotional, mental pain, whatever. It's so important to stop when you have to and to take care of yourself and to prioritize that, because when you push yourself through it, it's going to catch up to you eventually. So you kind of have to take care of it as it's happening. You're going to have a much bigger mess to clean up later.
No, absolutely. No, for sure. And again, like I said, no problem with that.
Right.
Need a day, take a day.
That's right. So bottom line, mental health days, totally valid. Take care of yourself.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.